This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us this week again, we have David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And David, we're going to talk about something interesting this week on your blog at ageconomist.com. You've got a reading list for folks that have a little extra time, maybe over the Thanksgiving holiday, some things that they want to dive into. You've got some good links. Tell us about what's on there.
Yeah, Joe, glad to join today. Happy Black Friday. I hope you haven't spent all your money out shopping around the state. This week, we looked at a few different stories that Britt and I have collected over the year that we thought would be worthwhile for our regular readers and listeners to take a look at. The first one is some work out of the University of Illinois and their FarmDoc Daily Group. And it really takes a novel look at the relationship between ending stocks of grain and the grain prices that producers can kind of expect over time. We know that's an important relationship, but their new models look at it a little bit differently. One of the key findings is that demand is really critical. So they have different sort of levels of demand, from a weak demand to a moderate or a strong demand. So if we want to see corn above $4 a bushel and soybeans above $10 a bushel, demand will be key. And the group at FarmDoc did a great job of outlining that.
It's difficult to get your crystal ball out, especially coming off the year we've had in agriculture. On the corn and price expectations, how does demand fit in that picture?
You know, there's a lot of key elements that go into that. And one of them is competitiveness at the global market. And so we've been struggling with a relatively stronger dollar in the last few years compared to recently. So international buyers have turned to some of our competitors in South America for some grain. So that's going to be an important element to that. Overall, the FarmDoc Daily Group has said that we're at a very low demand, one of the lowest demands when we think about historical. So hopefully there's nowhere to go but up from here for demand.
Also on there, I like the one about biofuel boom 2.0, and do we have a kind of a reset maybe on biofuels coming?
Yeah, this is one that a lot of people have talked about. You know, the biofuel boom is over. But again, the FarmDoc Daily Group takes an interesting look at the renewable fuel standards, all the intricate moving pieces about that, and makes it a compelling argument or a nice argument how soybean biodiesel might end up playing a bigger role in the next 4 or 5 years than what we would have initially guessed. A lot of that stemming from cellulosic ethanol being slow to come to market and how soybean-based biodiesel might step up. Some of the implications could be quite large if they come to fruition. So that's a great one to take a look at if you're wanting to be optimistic about the next 3 to 5 years in agriculture.
A lot of talk's been made on infrastructure, especially with President-elect Donald Trump mentioning that he wants to work on some infrastructure. And we've been talking about, you know, the main rivers, some of that infrastructure on moving our grain, needing some updating there. So anything on that link on an infrastructure boom?
Yeah, you know, both presidential candidates talked about and agreed on an infrastructure bill, a big infrastructure bill, kind of being important to the next 4 to 8 years of our country. A couple articles that we've linked to, one of them really outlines why both of these candidates agreed on this being a priority between the deferred maintenance we've been accumulating to some of the economic benefits that this might accrue. Another article we've linked to is some of the political challenges that are starting to mount as President-elect Trump's trillion-dollar pitch starts to kind of make its way to the surface. So keep an eye on this. Of course, agriculture will be in the middle of this, as a lot of the roadways and canals and riverways that we rely on will be potentially subject to upgrades in the coming years.
There's also a link to strong holiday spending expected and also U.S. mortgage rates trending higher. You can see it all like ageconomist.com, their holiday reading list on the blog this week. And we thank David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, being our guest on the program this week. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.